This is Morning Edition at 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. The Philadelphia region continues to grapple with how and whether to send kids back to school this fall. While there are fewer confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus among kids than adults and fewer hospitalizations, there is still some risk for school-aged children. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed has more.
A study from South Korea found that kids between 10 and 19 can spread COVID-19 just as much as adults. Children under 10 transmit the virus less frequently, but there's still a slight risk. Some doctors worry that means cases among kids could go up if schools reopen. Dr. Thomas Dierkes is a pediatrician in Atlantic and Cape May counties. He says his office receives a couple positive test results a week, and that teenagers may even be more likely to spread COVID-19 than adults.
Just as teenagers are more likely to jump on their friends while, you know, I don't go into work and jump on a colleague. But when you're 14, I certainly did that a lot. So I would expect even more spreading from teenagers.
In our region, there have been far fewer cases among children than adults, and most have milder symptoms. But kids aren't immune. Pennsylvania has had more than 7,000 cases, New Jersey almost 5,000, and Delaware more than 900. The state's Division of Public Health Director, Dr. Carol Rattay, says this fall, kids in fourth grade and up will be required to wear masks. Cooperation with contact tracing is also crucial.
It's going to be really important that they let their school nurse know, but also when they get the call from DPH contact tracing, that they pick up the phone and talk with us, because that's not only how we can help them and their families, but also then protect others in the school who may have been exposed, and also can help to figure out maybe how they got exposed.
State health experts say parents can also help by being good role models, wearing their masks and practicing social distancing. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.